calling themselves the Coalition of the Shafted, the groups including advocates for birth control, bail reform, and better voter access stood on the million-dollar staircase and criticized the direction of the budget talks. Reverend Jim Ketchum, a Baptist minister, called the budget so far obscene and immoral. He says it does not include proposals by the governor and the Democratic-led assembly to increase taxes on the rich, but at the same time does not provide enough funding for the needy.
I want to borrow quickly a phrase from the students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas and tell the legislature, I call BS.
Amen.
And that doesn't mean Bible study.
Kat Sullivan, a victim of sexual assault by her teacher as a teenager, took a cue from the movie Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. She has paid for roadway signs, advocating that the legislature adopt the Child Victims Act. It would open up access to the courts for victims.
And I'm disappointed yet again that Albany politicians have put the needs of special interests, like insurance companies, above the needs of the people, above the needs of children.
Susan Lerner, with Common Cause, decried the lack of an early voting program, which was proposed by the governor in his budget.
We have a message. Even with the barriers, we will vote. We will make you accountable. And you will do better if you heed our voices and remove the barriers to voting, to show us that you understand, that you represent us.
Governor Cuomo, speaking in a noisy hallway in the Capitol complex, confirmed that voting reforms he has proposed, including early voting, will not be in the budget. The Senate leader, John Flanagan, has already said that bail reform will be dropped from the spending plan. And the fate of the Child Victims Act is highly uncertain. Cuomo says a comprehensive sexual harassment policy is still being hashed out, and there will be some form of congestion pricing to help pay for the New York City subways. And the governor says a pay raise for himself, his staff, and state lawmakers is in the works in the form of a pay commission. It would decide whether they should receive a salary increase for the first time in nearly 20 years.
I desperately need a pay raise for the employees in the executive chamber, the executive agencies, to be competitive. We're trying to get quality people into state government, and frankly, we are wholly non-competitive.
A previous pay commission ended without a recommendation after Cuomo and the legislature bickered over the panel's methods. Lerner, with Common Cause, says her group supports a pay raise, but with conditions, like lawmakers foregoing all outside pay.
Ultimately, the legislature should be a full-time legislature with a pay raise working only for the people. But it's very hard to argue for that when we see the kind of self-serving conduct that's happening around this budget.
Cuomo did not rule out passing budget extenders if there is no agreement before the Passover and Easter holidays, which begin on Friday. But he says he's cautiously optimistic that there will be an agreement before then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.